Paul sings at choir practice.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from sin and trial when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not then, said the angel, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Saviour.
Paul collapses. He's in hospital.
Mayor, 9 years old, possible ruptured eardrum.
His name's Paul.
You're his parent?
Yes, yes. Sir.
Right, I'll just need to get some basic information
right.
From you.
Be all right.
So this is Paul. Last name, please.
Potts, P-O-T-T-S.
Paul Pot. What, like the Cambodian dictator?
Not at all like the Cambodian dictator.
How long since it occurred?
About an hour. He just collapsed during choir practice.
Miracle he hasn't ruptured our eardrums with all his hooting and hollering.
He's a passionate singer. Will he ever be able to sing again?
Oh, yes, I don't see an issue there. Some fluid built up in the middle ear, but not to worry. We'll have him white as rain in no time.
So he'll be fine? I mean, it's not dangerous.
Well, could be, but we can't tell until we fish around inside his noggin a bit. Cafe just down the corridor.
The surgeon goes into the operating theatre.
He'll be right as rain, love. Come on.
Caption, Port Talbot, Wales. Views across an industrial landscape, next to the sea. Smoking chimneys, factories, against a backdrop of hills.
As long as I can remember, I've wanted to sing. I mean, really sing. I was born with what our choir master called a big voice. And so I did. At home, in school, in church, on the bus.
There he is! Get him! Get back here, Percy!
But it turned out not everybody loved opera as much as I did, and not everybody loved the sound of my voice as much as my mum did.
Get him! On the gate, Percy! Make him big bed,
and I got teased and bullied. Mostly by my classmate Matthew Spade and his gang. If you can call a bunch of 9-year-olds a gang. The more they bullied me, the more I sang. The more I sang, the more they bullied me. Singing, bullying, bullying and singing. It was a seemingly endless drama full of music and violence and romance and comedy. Kind of like an opera. The opera of my life.
He's chased by a gang of boys. He stops. A bus passes. He's now an adult, of pale complexion, heavy set. A lorry passes. His tormentors are grown up. They chase him beneath a flyover, then past a cafe. He runs into a scaffolding pole. The gang look down at him as he lies on the pavement, bleeding from the mouth. One of them, Matthew, spits on him. With a broken tooth, he sings in a male voice choir.
Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
That's very nice indeed.
Paul beams with a broken tooth. Caption, 2004. He's at home in a modest terraced house, eating a fried breakfast, listening to opera on headphones, conducting with his knife and fork. His father, Roland, glares at him over the top of his newspaper. His mother, Yvonne, serves Paul and Roland with baked beans from a saucepan. Roland smiles and folds up his paper. He puts it on the table. He starts eating. Paul is still conducting, eyes shut. Roland grabs Paul's knife and slams it down. Yvonne, washing up, watches them. Paul conducts with his fork. Roland detaches his son's headphones from his CD player. Paul pulls off his headphones. Roland glances at him defiantly. Yvonne switches on a radio in the kitchen. Paul turns to look at her. She winks at him.
La bonna immobile, quasi umal fe-
Roland sneers at Yvonne. Paul starts conducting again. Roland throws down his knife and fork and leaves the table. Paul spears his father's sausage while conducting with his fork. Roland and Paul leave the house. Paul, wearing a helmet, unchains his bike. He watches his father in a donkey jacket walk off in the opposite direction. Paul cycles away from the house on the pavement. He's with a thin, bearded man with long, straggly hair, Braddon, unloading boxes from a van. Outside a mobile phone shop.
Be gentle with me, said she. Unicorns are not meant for human love. But lady, said I, I'm only half human. And I laid her down and took her. There amidst the moss and leaves of the forest floor.
And that was your weekend?
In a nutshell, yours?
Sorry, did you just say you shagged a horse?
It's a game, role-playing, like Dungeons and Dragons, but for real.
Oh, so she was a girl but dressed as a horse?
A unicorn.
Right, and you were?
A half-elf wizard from the Black Mages Guild of Qualanthium.
Okay. And I was... She's brilliant, she really is. She's absolutely fantastic.
And her at any point?
Well, she keeps asking me.
For over a year now. What are you waiting for?
Nothing, it's just...
You're not 100% sure she's actually a woman.
Of course I am. I'm sure she is. I'm absolutely sure that she definitely must be. Right, let me show you this text. She sent me this the other night, OK? This is, like, 11 o'clock. She says...
Oh, God. What's rolled up his ass?
Paul hides in the back room.
Signal on this phone is total crap.
Right. Thing is... For the service to actually work, the phone itself should really be in no more than 3 or 4 pieces.
It's under warranty.
Of course.
Oh, I tell you what, how's about this, Gandalf? You give me a phone that works, and I won't lodge this one up your ass.
I doubt you get much of a signal up there.
Braddon pulls down the shop shutter.
Oh, nearly forgot. Here.
Cheers.
I took the liberty while you were bravely cowering in the back.
I wasn't bravely cowering in the back. Took the liberty to do what?
Sunday morning, Port Talbot railway station, your boyfriend's on the 9:15 from Cardiff.
You did what?
It's not easy losing your virginity to someone 50 miles away.
So you invited her here?
You did, as far as she knows.
Oh, Jesus, Braddon, she looks like Cameron Diaz.
Oh, how terrible.
Yeah, it is.
In what universe? Hold on. You told her you look like someone famous as well.
A bit, yeah.
Who?
Paul combs his hair in front of a mirror, licks his fingers and smooths it down. He holds up a picture of Brad Pitt he's torn from a magazine, then looks in the mirror. He screws up the picture, looking exasperated. Wearing an anorak, he jogs past a Family Value discount store and stops outside a florist's, which is shut. He looks around desperately, then spots the discount store. He runs down the high street with a plastic carrier bag. He sprints up a crowded flight of steps at the railway station and onto the near-empty platform. As he stops, a pretty brunette waiting on a bench stands up.
Brad?
Cameron? You're a woman.
What?
That is fantastic.
Thank you. We've obviously got a very low bar. That's a good thing.
Welcome to Port Talbot.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm late. I,
Yeah, I thought you stood me up. My heart was in my mouth.
I wasn't there. No, I was, I wanted to get you something, but the florist was shut, so I,
Aww.
I got you this. It's a good one.
Oh.
You don't need batteries. You wind it up.
Oh, wow.
It's
Thank
orange.
You.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's a torch.
It's ace.
Are you hungry?
Always.
Great. Shall we?
Yeah.
Right, so there's bad pub food or really bad pub food.
Oh.
Which do you prefer?
So many options, so little time. Oh, it's just my mum making sure that I'm still alive and you haven't murdered me.
As if I'd murder you in broad daylight. I'd wait till it was dark. I wouldn't do it on the high street. I'm not actually going to murder you. I'm getting babbling. I'm nervous.
Don't be.
She takes his hand.
Really nice gloves.
Oh, you. Is that you, love?
Oh, God.
Oh, bless my soul.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm Paul's mum.
It's my mum.
Oh, gosh, lovely to meet you. I'm Jules.
This is Jules.
Oh, Paul, why didn't you...
I didn't know you were going to be here, Mum.
Lunch? No, my husband would love not. To
no,
meet
no,
you.
No, you need to be getting back to the station,
no,
don't you?
All right. I'd love to come. Come here. Let me help you with her.
Thank you, love. Aren't you lovely? Now you must tell me all about yourself. It's a lovely torch.
Oh, thank you very much.